and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Happy Monday.
Yeah.
So am I right that a lot of schools aren't going today?
I think most of them are out.
So it's going to be us and a few of the hard workers who are up this early in the morning.
So good morning. Welcome.
So good morning and happy Monday. It's a holiday week. We're excited about the holiday week. It's starting to feel like the holidays in my house because, I mean, the tree is up and I don't know, like there's candy canes everywhere. My wife, let me just give you some advice. She went somewhere the other day and she picked up some candy canes from a place that might not be known for having good food.
Okay.
So I think they're the old school cherry candy canes that are amazing.
Like, oh, yeah.
I love those
yeah.
cherry ones with all the colors and stuff like that. So on my way to the tailgate, I start, I get out that candy cane.
At 10 o'clock in the morning or at 9 some in the morning.
So then I decide I'm going to chew it because I don't know why. You know, for whatever reason, we cannot go ahead and enjoy the candy all the way until the end.
And you're by yourself, so it doesn't matter if you're chomping.
Right. But this thing turned into almost like sticky gum. And it like got stuck. I had to actually pull it. Like I was eating dots from the movies.
Oh, no. So they were older candy canes.
They were not good. And I even told Kai, I'm like, Kai, they're not real good. And he's like, Dad, these are awful. But she got them at a discount store.
Yeah.
Like
well, maybe they're
just
more
store.
For looks.
Oh, because a lot of people want candy canes for looks.
Well, we do. Women, we do. We might have some type of centerpiece or something for a candy cane.
That's what it is. She has a little tray of candy canes. And there's the regular ones.
Mm-hmm.
There's the colored ones, the cherry ones. And then there's the sticks, the soft sticks.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, come to my house. We'll celebrate the holidays.
Sounds great.
You have your tree up yet?
No.
I thought you were going to do that this weekend.
No, I think I'm going to do it this next weekend because I'm doing deep cleaning. I have all these people coming to my house for Thanksgiving and I don't have time to deck. Like, I need to be cleaning and getting stuff ready.
Well, I think maybe the tree should be up for the guests, right?
It's Thanksgiving, though.
Make it a Thanksgiving tree. Put a turkey topper on there.
Yes.
Because that'll be a big hit for your holiday party.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I have this deal where I want my son to enjoy things that I enjoy.
I know. I think it's one of the things when you become a parent and you have that child, you desperately want that to happen.
And then there's times where those things that I enjoy, he doesn't really like so much. Like the time I took him to the Dukes of Hazzard Museum in Nashville, and he told the people running it that he hated that place. I hate this place.
Did you die a little inside?
Oh my gosh, because I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I lasted 3 minutes in there because he hated it from the time we walked in. Because it looks old to him.
Yeah.
You know, all those old looking toys and lunch boxes that are metal, that are like the part where you kind of can feel the top of it.
Yep.
I don't know. He hated it. So we took him twice. He hated it both times. Told him he hated it both times. He's now been banned from the Duke's Hazzard store. So he hates that. Hates Andy Griffith. Hates anything that looks old. He thinks Seinfeld looks old.
Oh, no.
Ah, looks, that show looks old, Dad.
Yeah.
So I found one over the weekend that he enjoys. And it made me so happy because I've started recording some shows off of the TV channel MeTV.
Okay.
MeTV runs all kinds of old shows, like old reruns. Like you can see WKRP in Cincinnati. You can find Mama's Family on there.
Oh.
Gomer Pyle USMC. The Brady Bunch. Like for young people, they're like, what is he talking about? He's speaking a foreign language.
Right.
But for people who are a little bit older, they're going to all understand those shows, right? So the show Different Strokes when I was a kid was one of my favorites because I loved Arnold. I thought Arnold was hilarious.
He was.
Right? Because he was the little one on the show. He was the younger brother, et cetera, et cetera. So we decide that we're going to sit there and watch Different Strokes as our Sunday morning TV show. And I just knew within seconds because it's like 82.
Yeah, and he was just going to get up and say, I'm not, like, basically he wasn't feeling it.
The show sucks, Dad.
Right, right.
The show sucks. That's what he would say. And basically just like that. I look over, he's giggling throughout much of the show, and I felt it was like the greatest parenting win of all time.
You had a bonding moment.
Because he loved Arnold,
aww,
just like I did. But he's got this weird fascination with, hey, is that person still alive?
So do my kids.
And you have to be like, no, Kai, he's not alive. So he thinks Arnold is like in that show like 4.
Right.
And Arnold was just smaller. He wasn't 4.
Right.
But I had to explain that he died, but some of the other ones weren't dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He kind of, I don't know why that's an obsession with kids.
I don't know either.
Is he still alive, Dad?
I have one of my kids that has that obsession as well.
What age?
Well, he's older now.
Oh, okay. So the question is that person still alive?
Yeah, all the time. Especially when, like, if I let him hear a song or something, like, oh, my dad loved this song, or your granddad loved this song. And the immediate first question is, are they still alive?
Why is that?
And I'm
that?
Like, wait a minute, the song was just 15 years ago. What is happening?
People don't just die all of a sudden. But, I mean, it's weird because I think he learned that because of, like, watching old wrestling with me. Because so many of those wrestlers from the generation that I watched when I was growing up, they passed away.
Or stuff like Michael Jackson that you really, really liked when you were growing up.
Right. Yeah. All gone. So he thinks anybody who I liked when I was a kid is now dead.
Because you're old.
I guess that's what it is.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you're the big SNL fan of the bunch.
Yes.
I think you've watched every episode since the 70s.
I have.
I'm not one of the guys who watches it every week. As a matter of fact, I don't watch it very often. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, I find a skit that I'm completely and totally hooked on. And I found one over the weekend that I watched over and over and over again. Because it gave me like all this sense of happiness inside of my body.
Right.
So it's all excited. I'm so impressed by it. It's even impacted the way I dress today.
I see that.
Isn't that awesome? Tell you all about it. Got you gossip on the way here in just a few.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Steve Carell. So this weekend, he was the host on Saturday Night Live. And right out of the gate, he comes out to do his monologue. And all of a sudden, this audience member gets up and she's like, are you ever going to reboot The Office? So he quickly shoots down the idea. But then former castmates from The Office start standing up and questioning and encouraging it. You've got Jenna Fischer, who played Pam, Ed Helms, who played Andy, and Ellie Kemper, who played Aaron, and here's a clip of what it sounded like.
Do you remember the last words that Pam secretly whispered to Michael as she left for Denver?
Not really.
Okay. She said, Steve, don't be a do the reboot.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, I do. Don't you want to see what Pam and Jeff are up to these days?
It's Pam and Jim.
Who cares? Why are you getting hung up on the details? Let's just do the damn thing.
No, feels like everybody wants this to happen. Do you guys want to see an Office reboot? Is that what's going on? All right, I am proud to announce officially that we have a great show tonight. LMA is here.
He just broke hearts all over the place. But you can see the full video on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Maroon 5 has been at least rumored to be the performers at the Super Bowl in 2019. So a lot of people are excited about that. But some Maroon 5 fans don't want them to go and do the Super Bowl. There's a petition online that so far has been signed by 44,000 people asking them to boycott the Super Bowl because of all the stuff with Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if that impacts Maroon 5 at all. But the petition is out there.
Got you gossip on Hailey Baldwin. The couple has made it Instagram official. Now, instead of her name being Hailey Baldwin, she has changed her name to Hailey Bieber.
Oh, man. I was waiting for that.
Right. Mr. and Mrs. Justin Bieber. So now they're married. Doesn't seem like a big deal, but in the celebrity world, to change your name, that is a big deal. So big news for Justin and Hailey Bieber.
I'm going to go try to get Hailey Baldwin as an Instagram account and see if I have millions of followers.
You should.
Because you know when you free up a name, like when you change your name, it frees up the other one.
You should try that.
So like when I had to leave the radio station down the hall, I had to lock down the other username.
Ooh.
Because I didn't want people looking for me, but all of a sudden, you know, it's not me. So now I'm going to be Hailey Baldwin. Wouldn't that be a good idea? And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you don't have the K-Fine app on your phone yet, I encourage you to go get it because now you can check out our blog on the app. So if you hear us talk about something, when you have the app, boom, you can click right there on it. Or if you want to, you can listen to us when you're at home, when you're in the car, all that through the app.
Easy.
Plus, the social media is there as well. All you have to do is go download the K-Fine app from your app stores. Just search K-F-I-N.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of one of those awkward holiday weeks where schools are out. A lot of schools are out. We only have a couple of days of work this week. People are planning on food. People are planning on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I always forget about Black Friday.
So I went through the store yesterday, right, looking around. I'm telling you, the turkeys. They're barely even there already. People are freaking out over the turkeys. And there's green beans everywhere, right, on every corner.
Everywhere.
Every end cap features green beans.
And cream of mushroom soup.
Got to have all that stuff, yeah. Right? So anyway, get ready for the holiday week, and people's reaction to holiday week is typically shutting down. Right. So we're going to warn you, we have already shut down for the week, and it's only Monday at 6:45.
Yes. I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay, so there's this 52-year-old guy from New Jersey, and last week he was gambling at a casino in Florida. Well, this woman named Cassidy, who's a little bit younger than him, walked up to him and said, "You know what, man, you look really stressed out. And you look so stressed out, I would like to give you a massage."
Oh, really?
Right. So they left to go to his room so he could get the stress taken away.
Right.
Well, he didn't see anything suspicious about that, so he was like, okay. Well,
I mean, I would do that, too, if some girl just walked up to me and offered me a free massage.
Right. It's just you're stressed. Yeah, yeah. Right. So when they got up there, they start talking, and at some point, Cassidy goes to the bathroom.
Okay.
Well, shortly after that, he hears the door open, and then he hears the door close, and he kind of looks around like, wait a minute. Well, it turns out, now this is going to be a shocker, that Cassidy was scamming him.
No.
I know, you didn't see that coming, right?
Not
okay,
at all.
So she left his room with $10,000 in cash.
Oh my gosh.
$6,100 in gambling chips and his $50,000 watch.
Stop.
Yeah, I know. Luckily for him, the police were able to catch her because there was video and surveillance, and they ended up getting her license plate and finding her. And she was arrested.
I mean, why did he take a strange masseuse to his room?
I know. Crazy. But yeah. Speaking of casinos and gambling, did you know that gambling isn't allowed in zoos?
It's not? Why not?
Because of all the cheetahs.
Oh, right.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
And there's more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly has come to me today, and she knows I haven't done my Thanksgiving shopping yet, but she says she has advice not just for me, but for all of us on ways that we can save money as we do our Thanksgiving shopping.
I have found the way.
Kelly is the answer coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly has found some ways that we can save money on Thanksgiving.
What? Yeah, and here's the thing. Last week we talked about this, and we read this report from the American Farm Bureau's annual study that it should cost less than $5 a person. And that just seems a little unrealistic.
But I thought to set the mood, we would go with some Thanksgiving music. Didn't you agree with that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So Kelly told me she wanted me to play some of her family Thanksgiving music
that they play
at her family. And, you know, it's like her family's very traditional, so they play great stuff like this.
If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a
typically we sing this part all together as we're eating.
The whole family does. The second favorite song at the Kelly Perry family holiday.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's her mother's favorite.
Yes. Typically when she's preparing the turkey.
Oh yeah.
This is what we dance to.
And then she cuts it.
Right.
Anyway, good morning, Gwen. Happy Thanksgiving.
There's that. She's coming to my house this week.
Is she really?
She's probably going to pay you and your wife a visit.
She's welcome to come to my house anytime she wants.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So if you need to save money on Thanksgiving, we're going to pass that really quick.
You like this song?
Hey.
Hey, let's do some Thanksgiving cooking. All right.
So here's the number one thing. You don't have to get fancy. Because you think about this, you go to some people's houses and they have all these garnish stuff like bacon and nuts and garnishings. All of that's expensive. So most people just want the classic stuff. So basically, keep it simple and that saves money.
Yeah, you don't need to go overboard on the nuts.
Correct. So here's the other thing. You don't have to have a whole turkey. Some people think you have to go out and buy this huge turkey. You can just buy like one of the little chickens. Why is this music killing me?
Okay,
I don't know if I can even concentrate with this music on.
I have a funny turkey story on that.
Okay.
Because the first Thanksgiving that we had with Kai, this is 9 years ago, I guess, I decided to do it different on Thanksgiving and not get a turkey.
What did you get?
Hens. Cornish hens.
The little ones?
We all had an individual hen.
How'd that go?
We never did it again. But you had your own little bird.
But it saved you money, right?
I don't know if it did or it didn't, but I look
but
back
on it.
But
if you're not having a lot of people, you don't need a huge turkey.
A hen for me and a hen for you.
Right. There's. You don't need a ton of leftovers. Scale down on that. Now you're going to have your people that want to take leftovers home, so they're going to be upset. But it saves money not to have a huge, huge meal if you don't really need one. Make it a potluck. Have people bring drinks or make the desserts if you're doing all the food.
What is it, the K-Fine holiday party where they make us bring our own food?
It reminds me a lot of that.
Happy holidays. Bring your own food. We'll let you eat here for free. That legit is how they operate. I don't even understand.
You know what? So there's you some tips on saving this Thanksgiving season, Brandon.
Yeah. Get a Cornish hen and you'll be set. Plus, it's very romantic to have your own bird.
It is.
Right. Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Sports. Well, well, well. Time for birthday sport. Today, it is Monday, November the 19th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. A couple of belated birthdays from over the weekend. Happy belated birthday goes out to Drake Casey, who celebrated over the weekend, and Derek Garrett celebrated over the weekend as well.
And on Sunday, Eric Gates turned 24 from Jacksonport.
All right, celebrating today, we have Mary Kay Willis of Jonesboro who celebrates, Jeremy Harris, happy birthday, Haley Hoffman of Jonesboro celebrating, Chris Campbell from Paragould, Corey Harrison of Manila has a birthday today, and Chrissy Rowe of Jonesboro celebrating, so happy birthday, Chrissy. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
So you got Cam. She is 34 today, which we did get to meet Cam. She was a really nice, nice person.
Hang on. I got to do the Cam song.
I've been sleepwalking.
You remember it?
I do.
Been wandering all night.
Cam is the one that when David met her, evidently he was really cold.
Yes, and we took a picture and had to retake the picture.
He was so cold, we had to retake the photo.
Even Cam was embarrassed.
She was. Happy birthday to Cam, who's 34 today.
Adam Driver is 35. He played Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movies. Jodie Foster is 56. Meg Ryan is 57. Calvin Klein is 76. And Billy Currington today is 45.
Let's do this.
I told her way up yonder past the caution light. There's a little country store with an old Coke sign. You gotta stop it. Her sweet tea.
It's a bunch of hits when you go through it.
Then a left will take you to the interstate. But a right will bring you right back here to me.
One of the original Billy Currington songs.
I don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right.
Happy birthday to Billy Currington, who celebrates today.
It's a Friday night. It's a small town, girl. Everything is right. And we rule the world. 2 12s in the truck back beating.
His new one is all kinds of pop sounding.
When you say you need me and you just got to see me. And all you want is me right now. Oh, baby, just wait a minute. If you're in the best, stay in it. I'm about.
Billy Currington, 45 years old today. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Corey Harrison, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly is very much impressed with Thomas Rhett and his wife and the fact they seem like the ideal couple.
It's so sweet to watch. It's just bonus points for Thomas.
They have an adopted child. They have a child that they had together.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly is so impressed by them. She is considering adoption right now. She is thinking about that or having another baby.
That is not true.
So anyway, we'll follow that story as we go throughout the next little bit.
Surprise.
You know, there's the CMA Awards. There's the Grammys. There's all these different award shows where we talk about music. But there's nothing more cherished than the award show the Waffle House Awards.
Oh.
Waffle House has named the biggest country artist of 2018. And we'll tell you who that is coming up in your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm just going to say it right now. Forget the CMA Awards. Forget the Grammys. The People's Choice Awards. Forget all that stuff. It's not that important to win those awards. The award that country artists really want to win is the Waffle House Award.
What?
So Waffle House, because they have jukeboxes inside the restaurants, they have named country's biggest artist of 2018 the Artist of the Year. And y'all, at Waffle House, the number one artist is Chris Stapleton.
Sing my Sarah, broken halo.
Of all the country stars, he gets more streams than anybody else.
I wonder if the award smells like bacon.
I don't know. That's a good idea.
Or waffles.
Or would it be like a giant waffle trophy?
Yeah.
Or could it be like a coffee mug looking thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you heard Stapleton's newest, his latest?
It's good.
It's not new, but it's Millionaire.
I got love.
The newest one to radio.
Enough space. That makes me.
So as I get older and try my chill music, he's a good chill artist guy.
Gotcha.
That's why he's so big at Waffle House.
Yeah, I gotcha. I totally get it.
So there you go. Chris Stapleton, Waffle House's Artist of the Year.
This past week, Carrie Underwood received a CMA award, but she also was inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. Of course, she's from Oklahoma. Yeah. And her husband, Mike Fisher, was there. Of course, he's always very supportive. And he posted a couple of Instagram pictures from the ceremony, and he shared his thoughts on his wife. And he's cute enough, but listen to this.
Okay.
From him to Carrie. Congrats on the Oklahoma Hall of Fame induction. You've remained humble in the success and never craved the attention or fame for one bit. Thanks for always being the small town girl from Oklahoma, even though you're one of the biggest stars. Love you lots.
Aww.
Ladies, all together.
Why did I do that too?
Because it's sweet and you like her and makes you.
And I'm jealous of
yes.
him and all that kind of
right.
stuff. Do you like pictures from the time frame when you were pregnant? Do you like show those to
no.
people? Because my wife doesn't either. She's
never.
Like, oh no, burn that picture.
They're in his like special box for Kurt whenever I'm gone.
Yep.
He can have them and make fun of them or whatever, but I don't get those out normally.
Right. Hey, check it out. There's a new video out, and it features the wives of some country stars. And the video is put out by Florida Georgia Line. The song Talk You Out of It, like their sensual song. The video features their wives.
I talk you into slipping down the hall, baby, turn it on. Your playlist you play when you're in the shower. Talk you into taking up our time, making up your mind. Switching back and forth for an hour.
If you want to check it out, that video is up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com. And you can also view the blog in the KFine app. That's free in your app stores. Just search KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Monday morning, some schools are out. It's a holiday week. It's going to be a mess. Nobody's going to work. Just be ready for that.
Yeah.
And if we're not productive this week, forgive us.
Yeah.
870-935-KFIN is your direct line to the KFIN studios. 870-935-5346. Hey, KFIN, who's this?
This is Michelle. How are you?
Good. Where are you from, Michelle?
I'm from Marmaduke, but I work in Paragold, and I listen to y'all every morning, and I was just wondering if maybe y'all could throw some Stapleton in there once in a while.
Dude, I love me some Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we listen to him all day long at work.
What's your favorite Stapleton song?
Every one of them. Broken Halos, I guess.
Yeah, that's good stuff, mm-hmm. man.
I just wanted to call in and ask y'all if y'all could do that. And I love listening to y'all every morning on my way to work. And I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And on Monday mornings, we talk to Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Monday Morning Motivation is here on Thanksgiving week. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, everyone. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good. We're extra thankful this morning. Thankful for a short week. Family's coming in for both of us this week. So it's pretty cool.
That's right. This week is just a great time to reflect back on, hey, what's all happened in 2018, and then just to turn around and just truly be thankful for all the many blessings. And, you know, we take it for granted each and every single day that we are literally in the 1%. You know, you can be in the average realm as far as America goes, but at the end of the day, we live in the top 1% of this entire world. So just to be grateful for each and everything that we have, the roads, the sewer, the roof over our head, the shirt on our back, the clothes on the shoes on our feet. So just really reflecting back on that this week is just a big thing. But we want to turn around and give back to you guys this week and just say how thankful we are at Birch & Co. as well. So this Wednesday, from 11 to 2 and 4 to 6, we're giving away free pies.
And, dude, this was insane last year.
So we had a great time. We love doing this every single year. And, of course, we do it the day before Thanksgiving. So, you know, we don't want you to show up at the in-laws empty-handed. So we're going to help you out right there. So, guys, this is for anybody and everybody that's hearing my voice today. Whether you're a past client, you've allowed us to serve you and take care of you in the past with your real estate needs. Whether you're a present client, we're currently working with you today. We've got your house listed. You're working with one of our superstar buyer's agents. You know, we want you to stop by. Or, again, if you're hearing my voice and you think it just one day in the future, hey, I haven't bought or sold a house with Eric Birch or the Birch & Company team, but I know one day we will. You guys are the go-to guys, and you're who we're going to use. And we want you to stop by. We want to meet you. We want to hand you a free pie. We want to get to know you better. So, you know, we've had over the last 13 years, we've served over 3,000 clients.
Wow.
So, number one, we want all of them to stop by, but I want another 5,000 future clients to stop by. So, guys, you know, just come hang out with us for a few minutes, 2408 Phillips Drive, just right across the street from Cracker Barrel. So, again, 11 to 2 or 4 to 6, come by and hang out with us.
And I'm telling you, last year I was there. I got my free pie, took it home. The family loved it.
Yummy.
But when I walked into Birch & Co., right, I walk in the front door. They had so many pies there that day because they weren't going to run out. They had so many pies.
No.
I promise you, they had more pies than most grocery stores.
Hey, we're going to take care of folks. And I promise you, yeah, we're not going to run out. You don't have to worry about, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to be able to get there until I get out off of work and it's going to be 5:30 or 5:45 or 6 o'clock. Don't question coming by. Come by. We're going to take care of you. Again, you know, it's just our opportunity to give back. And please don't take that from us. I mean, like, we really look at that as a blessing that we can turn around and give back. So it's an awesome event. It's one of the ones that I look forward to every single year. So, again, please come hang out with us. We appreciate everything this community in Northeast Arkansas gives to us every single year. So, again, this is our opportunity to give back. And, again, we can't wait to see you guys.
That's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. And Eric, we appreciate what you do for the community. And for us on the radio, getting people ready for their week with Monday Morning Motivation. We're thankful for that. And we hope you have a great week, man.
You guys too. Thank you.
Eric Birch from Birch & Co.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You would say you're an animal lover, right?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Always had dogs most of your life?
Always.
And they've never caused you any issues, right?
I can't say that.
What would Dwight say?
False.
So if you have animals, you know sometimes they can be a little bit of a headache. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they can cause problems. But I don't know if we've ever had problems like one of Hollywood's actors. Because over the weekend, an animal basically ruined his home. We'll tell you all about that coming up. Plus, we want to talk to you. If you've had an animal ruin things in your house, big things, small things, whatever it is, we want to hear from you this morning, 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if an animal has ever destroyed things in your house, we want to talk to you and see like who has the worst destruction. 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. And the reason we bring it up today is because Frankie Muniz, right? Was he on Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize this, but he has a mansion. And it is 5 stories.
Oh, my goodness.
And he says that he got back from a funeral. And when he got there, he realized that his mansion was flooded. And he thought at first it may be a pipe had broken or something like that. But he realized that his cat had turned on the faucet
flooded
the house. Basically, everything on 4 floors of his home was destroyed.
It's like you love something so much, but man... they can be a little bit of a headache.
I bought a brand new house, my first brand new house, right? We're talking 2007. And we put a dog behind one of those little fences. What do you call those little
things? Like the little baby gates?
Yeah, baby gate. We put a dog back there. And the dog didn't like the fact that it was behind the baby gate and started tearing up the carpet.
Yeah.
Like it could barely get through to the carpet, but was able to tear up the carpet.
Yeah, I've got millions of stories of dogs tearing up stuff in my house, and I continue to get dogs.
Right, me too. We've had to re-carpet. We've had to do all this different stuff. That first house was probably 2 weeks old when the dog tore up the carpet.
Oh, no.
We took Kai to the zoo for his birthday back in September, right? We leave Ace the German Shepherd out because he's been the perfect citizen the entire time we've had him. When we get home, love seat destroyed.
No.
The stuffing from inside of it was everywhere.
They have a thing with stuffing.
So, and we do too this week. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Not the same kind of stuffing we'll leave.
Right. So,
if your dog or your cat or an animal has ever destroyed stuff in your house, we want to see who has the worst destruction. 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're talking about, have animals ever destroyed part of your house, things in your house? Who has the worst destruction? 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. We have Dylan on the phone. Hey, Dylan, has an animal ever destroyed something in your house?
Oh, yeah. My family, we grew up raising Great Danes.
Oh, Dylan.
Yeah, and I mean, one Great Dane is fine, and we had a male Great Dane. We named him Duke, and he was really tall on his hind legs. He was taller than 6'4", but every time there was a female Great Dane in the house, and she'd go in heat, they'd just go at it, and they'd just start tearing some stuff up. So we tried to separate them,
right?
Put them in separate rooms. And we left the house for just like probably 2 hours at the most, come back home, and he literally had half the door tore apart to get to her. And
oh my
gosh. The floor and carpet.
Oh my gosh.
And in that moment, you don't even know how to react to it because you're mad, but you realize you probably shouldn't be as mad as you are because it is a dog.
Yeah. Oh.
How expensive?
Just gave up and just let them do their thing, and they kept doing it.
That's why we bought a crate. We bought a crate, and now Ace will stay in the crate when we leave the house.
There ain't no crate for Great Danes.
Yeah, no joke, dude. If they're 6'4", that's crazy. Hey, we appreciate your call, and we hope you have a happy Thanksgiving, Dylan.
All right, you too.
See you, man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanksgiving is Thursday. It's an eating holiday. We all get so full and...
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was telling me last night that she thought she was going to start her diet today. And
yeah.
I said, Leslie, starting a diet on the week of Thanksgiving, the one holiday that's all about the food.
It's almost setting yourself up to fail.
Right, because you know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to start making goodies on Wednesday, maybe even tomorrow, maybe even today.
And I'm on a diet as well, but I am going to have a cheat day, and that's going to be Thursday.
Right. You're going to eat enough for the next month.
There's a chance.
That's kind of what we do. So I was on BuzzFeed, and I was looking at this deal talking about the most popular Thanksgiving meals, right? Or
right,
not meals,
yeah.
But sides or whatever. Mm-hmm. Their favorite part of the Thanksgiving holiday. And we were talking about this because Tennessee chose what?
Tennessee chose mac and cheese, which is a great choice.
That is great.
I like to have mac and cheese. Missouri's was rolls.
Yeah. I mean, you can have rolls pretty much anytime. But those Sister Schubert rolls,
right?
Those are good.
Mm-hmm. Or some Hawaiian bread rolls.
Oh, those are good too.
Yeah.
I've never had those. Did you say Texas had a good one? Did we find Texas?
I don't think we found Texas.
All right, let me see, because I'm a Texas guy.
Mm-hmm.
Texas people search for the broccoli and rice casserole.
Would you have searched for that? I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite.
No, I'm not like craving that,
yeah.
Right? But then I saw Arkansas, and I thought, you know what? Arkansas, we got it wrong. We have it wrong. Because according to BuzzFeed, the thing that we search out the most on Thanksgiving in the state of Arkansas is sweet potato pie.
And then we shut our mouths.
Have you ever had sweet potato pie?
Is it called something different?
Disgusting.
Sweet potato casserole?
Is that
the
it?
Same thing?
Is it the same thing?
Sweet potato casserole is pretty good.
But what is that one where they have all the marshmallows?
The marshmallows in it, and there's that sweet part in it with some brown sugar and stuff.
But there's giant sweet potato lumps in there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And there's probably somebody out there right now who's like, that's my favorite. I wait all year to have that.
And I think some people call it yams.
Are sweet potatoes and yams the same thing?
I think that it's very similar. But I don't know 100%. Because I'm not a big yam or sweet potato eater.
I don't figure they're the same.
Well, will you Google that? When I have time.
You have time right now. I need to know the answer. Because I think... Or some people call it apple pie. Are they the same, Kelly?
Sweet potatoes.
Yes. Sweet potatoes versus yams. I don't think they're the same thing. And as much as I love Alabama and I love the song Song of the South, this whole sweet potato pie thing is totally wrong for Arkansas.
Sing it. Song, Song of the South. Sweet potato pie. Shut my mouth.
Brandon Baxter, guess what? As I normally am, I was right. That
You're not
sweet
right.
orange-colored root vegetable that you so dearly love is actually a sweet potato, also called yams.
Not true.
Boom.
Not true.
Get it.
That's wrong. That is not right.
Just repeat after me. Kelly's always right.
Kelly is never right. That is not true. I'm going to go to the store and look for yams.
Okay.
And they're going to point me right to the sweet potatoes.
Yep.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So as we said moments ago, Kelly is always wrong when she tries to say she's right.
I did not say that. You can find anything you want on the internet, so you just tried to find something that was opposite of what I said.
That is not true.
It's 100%.
I tried to find the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what my truth is. Because Kelly says yams and sweet potatoes are the same.
They
I think they're
are.
Similar. I think they're similar, but it's not like apples are all apples. You can have a green apple or a red apple.
Okay, but they're apples, so they're sweet potatoes. No, what I'm saying is they're sweet potatoes and yams. It's the same thing.
A yam is probably not a yam. Let's clear one very important point up. Sweet potatoes are not a type of yam, and yams are not a type of sweet potato.
No.
They are both tuberous root vegetables.
Who says that?
So you're wrong, and
no,
I'm right.
No, that is not correct.
I need somebody who's a farmer on the phone. If you farm yams or sweet potatoes or tuberous vegetables.
We need to know that they're both the same thing.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Steve Carell. So he was the host on Saturday Night Live this weekend. And right when he comes out for his monologue, this lady stands up in the audience and she asks him, would you ever reboot The Office? Well, he quickly shuts down the idea. But then former castmates from The Office start standing up and asking the same question and kind of encouraging it. So Jenna Fischer, who played Pam, Ed Helms, who played Andy, and Ellie Kemper, who played Aaron, all showed up to encourage him. Here's what it sounded like.
Do you remember the last words that Pam secretly whispered to Michael as she left for Denver?
Not really.
Okay. She said, Steve, don't be a d-. Do the reboot.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, I do. Don't you want to see what Pam and Jeff are up to these days?
It's Pam and Jim.
Who cares? Why are you getting hung up on the details? Let's just do the damn thing.
No, it feels like everybody wants this to happen. Do you guys want to see an Office reboot? Is that what's going on? All right, I am proud to announce officially that we have a great show tonight. LMA is here.
Oh, that hurts. But to see the full video, it's really good. It's up on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
It really made me miss the show, though.
I know. You missed it so much, you're wearing a Dunder Mifflin shirt today.
That's me today.
Yes.
Because I thought we have to represent. We're going to post this and send it to Steve Carell.
We should.
And see if he'll respond to us. Because I'm sure he will. He's got nothing else going on today. Hey, check this out. Got your gossip on Maroon 5. We know they're headed to the Super Bowl. At least that's a rumor. And Adam Levine addressed that last week on Ellen. But it's even more interesting that there's now a petition out that 44,000 people have signed asking Maroon 5 not to perform at the Super Bowl. To stop their performance, to pull out of the performance. And it all relates back to Colin Kaepernick. So there's fans of Kaepernick who are trying to go out of their way to get Maroon 5 not to do that. And again, 44,000 people have signed that petition.
Got your gossip on Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber. So the couple has made it Instagram official. Hailey changed her Instagram account from Hailey Baldwin to now Hailey Bieber. So they're married, and, you know, for them, that's like a big step, though, because a lot of celebrities don't do that.
Yeah, that is a huge
step. So big
step.
News, it's now Justin and Hailey Bieber.
And, of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So on our Facebook page, we got a direct message from Jennifer who says that she agrees that sweet potato, the whole sweet potato pie thing in Arkansas is not a good deal because nobody truly wants that. They want the sweet potato casserole, maybe.
Casserole, yeah.
But not the sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
And we found out, once again, that I am always right because Kelly said that yams and sweet potatoes are the same thing, and they're not. They're both tuberous vegetables. I knew that from my vegetable class in school.
Really?
Yeah, I took that.
Did they used to call you Mr. Vegetable back in the day?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there is a deal that happened in the NFL where a quarterback got his leg hurt. And y'all, I've heard the stories about it. I have not been able to watch it. I've seen the lead up to the clip of him getting his leg hurt.
You haven't watched it yet? You haven't gone all the way through?
I can't do it. I really can't do it.
Do it right now.
No, I can't. Because that kind of stuff makes me sick, legit. So Alex Smith, he's a quarterback for the Redskins.
Poor guy, man.
Broken leg. And they say it's like the exact date that Joe Theismann got his leg hurt the same way. On the exact same day.
Man.
30-something years ago. Did you watch it?
I did.
How bad is it?
Well, it's bad, but there's not any blood involved. You know, there's not like a bone sticking out. But when it happens... It looks like a, I don't know, like it's not a real leg.
So what does he do? Is that where he like raises it up and you can tell it's not connected?
Yeah, as his leg kind of moves, it just kind of, I don't know what this motion would be.
What are you doing? It wiggles.
Yeah.
It waves.
Yes, it basically waves. Where,
it's flimsy.
Yes.
It's like not firm, it's flimsy.
Gumby look. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
It's bad.
So do you remember the UFC fight where that happened? Was it Anderson Silva? Yeah.
When the bone came out?
Because I saw it, and it messed with my head.
Yeah.
I can't see that stuff anymore.
If I'm in person, I can't see it, but if it's on TV or something, it's okay.
I posted the video on our website if you want to check it out on the BBITM blog. You can go see it at kfine.com, kfin.com. It is up right now. I will not watch it. I refuse to watch it. I will not see it, but it's up. And you can also check out the blog on the KFine app, which you can download from your app stores. All you have to do is search KFIN. I remember as a kid, see if you remember this, there were these videos you could rent from the video store, and they were all about this brutality and gruesome footage. And like you had to be an adult to go get them. And my friend Joe went to the video store with a note from his mom that said we could rent them.
Now, was the note actually from his mom?
No, it was from us.
Did you like try to sign it?
Oh, yeah.
And all that kind of stuff?
Mary Nell.
Did you get caught?
We never got caught. But the videos, see if anybody remembers this. They were called Faces of Death. And they were showing like brutal crashes and alligators eating people and stuff like that.
You know, I think that my dad and my brother used to watch that stuff.
Ugh. I couldn't watch it today. There is no way.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on. It's kind of a weird week, man. It's that holiday week where Thursday is Thanksgiving. We'll be planning on traveling and eating and all that stuff. Black Friday is Friday. So essentially, we're not going to do anything this week. And we don't blame you if you don't do anything either.
Yeah, you have our permission.
Yeah, we're all going to do nothing all week long. Just hang out and listen to music.
Sounds good. We're going to kick off the workday with a 50-minute music hour. We've got Sam Hunt, Jason Aldean, and Garth Brooks all on the way on the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My name is Brandon. I'm the one who's always right out of the tandem in the room right now.
My name is Kelly, and everyone who has ever listened to this show knows that that's a lie, and I'm always right.
So basically, Kelly comes in with she's mislabeling vegetables. And if there's one thing I take seriously, it's my vegetables.
Is it?
Because I think I'm an expert on vegetables.
Mm, okay.
And Kelly's trying to tell me that sweet potatoes and yams are the same thing.
What just happened? They are.
They're not the same thing. Because there wouldn't be two different names if they were the same thing. They might be from the same category. It's kind of like saying broccoli and cauliflower are the same thing.
No.
They're not. They might be leafy vegetables, but I'm telling you, sweet potatoes and yams are not the same.
Yes, they are.
And Kelly is wrong. Let's go to the phones. Somebody is on here who wants to tell me that I'm right, I believe. Hey, good morning, K-Fine.
I'm looking for Kelly.
Hey, this is Kelly.
Hey, tell Brandon that that you're always right.
Hang on.
Who is this? I love you. This is great.
This is Heath. I went to school with you back in when high school.
Well, hey, Heath.
Hey.
Heath, has Kelly always been right her entire life?
Yes.
Now I won't go that far, but maybe just today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
One of the biggest honors if you're a musician is being awarded a Waffle House Award.
Really?
Because, I mean, forget the Grammys, forget the Country Music Awards, all that stuff, y'all. If you're named as the Waffle House Country Artist of the Year, that's a big deal. And I say we should say congratulations to this year's Artist of the Year, Chris Stapleton. I got
I wonder if he gets free Waffle House all year.
Oh my gosh. Would you go covered and smothered and chunked and diced and sliced and...
waffle, sausage, bacon.
All that good stuff, man. Congratulations to Chris Stapleton. They say out of all the country artists on the jukebox at Waffle Houses, he is the number one country artist of 2018.
This past week, Carrie Underwood received a CMA award, and she was also inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. Her husband was there, of course, being there supportive. He took some pictures, put them on Instagram, and he wrote, "Congrats on the Oklahoma Hall of Fame induction. You've remained humble in all the success and never craved the attention or fame one bit. Thanks for always being the small town girl from Oklahoma. Even though you're one of the biggest stars, love you lots."
That's
so
awesome.
Lots of support and sweetness from her husband.
So check this out. Florida Georgia Line has a new video out for their kind of romantic, sultry song. The song is called Talk You Out of It. And the video features the guys and their wives.
I talked you into slipping down the hall, baby, turn it on. Your playlist you play when you're in the shower.
If you want to see the sultry new video, you can check it out right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com. And the blog is also now on the KFine mobile app, which you can get for free from your app stores. All you have to do is search KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you haven't seen the video, it's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfine.com. Also, the blog can now be found in the KFine mobile app. So if you have KFine in the app on your phone, you can see the blog right there. Again, go to your app stores and search KFIN. Kelly, what is on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, tonight on TV, we have Monday Night Football. The Los Angeles Rams are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. That's on ESPN at 7:15.
Ooh, the good thing about that is two teams that are 8-1.
Hey.
Like, that's a great game tonight.
Yeah. The 27th season finale of Dancing with the Stars at 7. There's only four people that remain.
Yep.
The Voice at 7 on NBC. The top 13 perform live, so it's getting down to, you know, the really good people as well.
Yep.
Watch What Happens Live at 10 o'clock on Bravo. Mariah Carey's going to be on there.
Sweet.
And then tonight's schedule also includes Arrow, the Resident, Magnum P.I., DC's Legends of Tomorrow, and The Good Doctor.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.